Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton, your host, joined today by a special guest, Drew Kelson, lifetime Longhorn, member of the 2005 National Championship squad, Houston Lamar grad, University of Texas graduate, 2007. Drew, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me, Bobby.
Well, I'm glad you're with us. I want to ask you, just the Texas spring game is coming up, and I wanted to get the perspective of a former player. Someone that's been through many spring games, such as yourself. And the other thing that's interesting about you, you played a lot of different positions at Texas. You played safety, moved to running back for even a couple games, I think, played linebacker. During the spring, you know, what are you really trying to accomplish as a player? And then ultimately, what does the spring game bring about in your eyes?
During the spring, you definitely, the goal is to grow in all the areas that have been identified for growth, and that, whether that be schematically understanding the defense and executing it better, whether that be like seeing the growth physically and your strength translate to the field, seeing the camaraderie or time you spent with your teammates translate onto the field, and to see your connectedness. I mean, as a coach, you want to create situations where there's going to be a stress and strain, and you want to see how everyone responds, and to see if what you think you are is what you are, but also kind of close the gap on where you want to be.
Yeah, I take it. I mean, you're someone that was really highly recruited coming out of high school. We talked off camera a couple of weeks ago about, I remember the first time I saw you play at Lamar, you and a young Brian Arakpo on the same team. And I was like, whoa, they got two juniors, coach. Anyways, long story short, what was the big step for you? There's about, I think, a dozen almost, or 10 or so high schoolers that were in high school just 3 months ago, 4 months ago, right? What was the big, and they're all highly rated like you were. What's the biggest step for those young kids right now that are going through their first spring and going to have their first go in Memorial Stadium this weekend?
At the end of the day, you want to show that what you're learning in the classroom, what you're learning just practicing every day, it translates when the lights come on. I mean, while the spring game is a dress rehearsal, it's still business. You still want to put a final stamp on whatever production or whatever progress you've made. And while there are themes, and I'm sure people have been consistent throughout the camp, throughout spring, you want to put that final step because the lights are on, because you will have, and most people do have, more than enough plays to make an impression and show that they have grown. There is no cutoff. The spring game always felt longer than games in some ways, because you just had so many plays. You had a lot of film, and breaking down that, I mean, that's the last thing you're going to put on the film and the last impression you have before going into August. So it is important to make sure that you kind of take care of that. And for young guys, it's the same thing. What can I show that I can contribute, or that I have progressed and that I've grown, but leaving something on the field that's shown you've grown, but also just to continue to work out, figure out where you are over the summer and where you can close that gap a bit more going into the fall.
Yeah. And so I was going to ask you this. So, you know, it's one of those situations where freshmen are usually categorized pretty quickly, right? They're either, okay, this guy might be able to help us right away. With a little bit of work, this other guy might be able to help us. Or, wow, you look like you're drinking from the fire hose and it's just overwhelming you right now. That's kind of my take on incoming freshmen. Was that your experience at Texas? Like, some guys were just ready mentally almost from the get-go, and physically somewhat. And then the other guys they're almost there. And then there are other guys that were just a little bit behind.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like the humility sets in. You get a real test. You've had, you in your own mind. I mean, I remember being a senior and watching Philip Geiger, watching Michael Huff as a freshman. When I was a senior in high school, watching some of these guys play, and every freshman's going to watch someone else play, you know, before them and think like, oh, I can do what he does, or I can compete with them, or they're, so you want to come in and compete. The best part about it is when you get there and you get a chance to see, you know, hey, that's where you really begin to understand and respect the people around you. because regardless of the talent level of the people or the upperclassmen that may be ahead of you, the way they work, the way they take care of their business, and then the way that they perform, there's still so much you can learn from them, but also so much more that you realize you have to learn. So it can both, it kind of level sets you kind of coming into the program, and kind of sets a new baseline for what you think you can accomplish.
Thanks. I'm talking to Drew Kelson, Longhorn national champion, 2005 UT grad, now in medical sales in Houston, successful, young guy out there, in the world, proud to call him a Longhorn. Drew, a couple of other thoughts. I mean, I'm going back to that. I want to transition to that 2005 national championship team. I think that everybody, one of the plays in the Drew Kelson history books, right, is you running alongside Reggie Bush on that wheel route in the national title game, right? Was that an interception or not, in your opinion?
No, they didn't count it as one, so it wasn't one. I'll be the first to tell you I should leave no doubt. Everyone can say the ground causes a fumble. It is what it is. Leave no doubt. So regardless of the rules at the time, finish the play. That's it. There's a standard finish the play, leave no doubt. I should have been getting up with the ball and running to the sideline instead of getting up and going to the next play. So regardless of anyone's opinion on how it happened, at the end of the day, it wasn't an interception. It was time to get to the next play. So leave no doubt.
I talked to Mac Brown following the game, I guess a couple months after that. And I asked him in particular about that play. I go, how many times did y'all rep that in practice? And he goes, oh, I think we were ready for that one, Bobby. Is that how many times did you guys rep that sort of play where they were going to try? You knew they were going to try to isolate Reggie Bush deep on a ball against what they thought was a linebacker, when in reality you were a little bit of a hybrid.
Well, yeah, that was probably the best part about playing against those guys. They had so much talent, but they didn't really stress you schematically as much as maybe we were used to seeing in the conference at the time. So we kind of knew what to expect, and it was just good on good throughout the game. And that was one of those. I mean, Reggie Bush is fast. There's no question about that. He's explosive. We've seen plays. I've seen plenty of plays where that's been displayed, but it's much easier when you can play fast and know what to expect. Everybody, hey, I look like I'm as fast as Reggie. So just when you can anticipate those things and you're prepared, it just shows what preparation can do, regardless of who you're playing against.
Not everybody will remember this, because I mean, the national championship game is etched in everyone's mind, but you made, as a sophomore that season, you made a play in the Ohio State game that is still one of the better plays, I think, of your career. You helped seal the victory in the horseshoe, causing the fumble that Brian Robeson recovered to kind of put the stamp on the final game there. What was it like playing in the horseshoe? What was it like making such a big play on such a big stage?
Man, that environment, I mean, when you're out there playing the game, it feels like the game. But I didn't know anything about Ohio State football before playing against them, before going up there. I didn't know they cared that much. It's crazy enough, I live in Texas. You know, I knew about LSU and I knew about schools that recruited me, but being in that environment, that was the first environment since the previous year being in Arkansas, where I just seen a hostile, like, people care, like really care. And it was at night, and that was an exciting game to be a part of. I mean, I don't know if you recall, I mean, that spring, I played DB. I was at DB the entire spring prior, and in Coach Chiz, this was his first year as our defensive coordinator. So I was proud to come out of the spring game and out of spring having been so productive at DB amongst all of the talent we had at that time, to where Chiz was like, you're one of my best 11 guys. I want to get you on the field. Are you willing to go to linebacker? And
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming out of spring and pads, like I started repping linebacker without ever putting pads on all summer. And so while I understood the defense, I understood all the execution of what it took to be a linebacker schematically, that fall was pretty, it was definitely an adjustment, but I was proud to be able to kind of add value to the team in that way, with it being such an adjustment with really a few weeks to prepare and get ready to what it physically feels like to play that position. So that's probably something I was most proud about, is that as a sophomore amongst so much talent at DB, I showed enough during spring and during the spring game and during that time to earn a way to coaches wanted to find a way to get me on the field.
Yeah. Well, I think I remember we just talked about it earlier. I mean, a couple games they wanted to move you to running back because I think Chris Abenaya or somebody had gone down, or a couple people had gone down. They're like, look, Drew Kelson might be able to play it for a game or two. And so I know you got a couple carries against some. I think you got a couple carries against some. I can't remember. Or maybe you just moved over for a week or something. But then you moved to safety, played for Dwayne Aquina there, linebacker. You had a couple different guys. You know, your Texas career didn't wind up. So many guys want to end up in the NFL, right? You were certainly one of them, probably, that had NFL aspirations, and it didn't happen for you, right? What would be your advice to young guys as they're coming into school and as they're going through school, now that you've got that experience behind you as well, Drew, what would you try to say to them and mentor them in a way that they don't rely solely on that NFL ticket, or an advice that you would give them to pursue what they're trying to do, but make sure they get their degree along the way?
No, it's funny. It's funny you asked that, because I remember about a year or so after I finished, I had opportunities to go play in Canada and trial for teams. And I remember running into Vince specifically, and him asking me, he's like, hey, like, what are you doing now? Where are you working out? Where are you training? Like, where are you going to play? And I was like, oh, you know, I'm doing commercial real estate. He's like, commercial real estate? It's like, but you were a player. Like, you don't want to do football anymore. You just gave up on football. I thought that was your dream. And I was like, my dream was to get my degree and make money, you know, whatever, you know, take care of my family. And so whatever that looked like, once it was all said and done, I was fine with. I wanted to be prepared for everything. So more than anything is, don't put your eggs in one basket. Everyone's an injury away. There's so many different things that can impact your career and can change the course of your career. And so if you're not prepared to take that on, you'll not only not emotionally be ready to transition, but you won't be ready to actually execute on whatever your other talents are. And yeah, you're more than just a football player. And learn to take the time to explore that. It doesn't mean you can't go to the NFL. It doesn't mean you can't play football. It doesn't mean you don't love the game, but make sure you know who you are and try to figure out who you are and what you enjoy to do while you're in school. Which is hard to do because football is our life, but that's just, you got to carve out some time to make sure you kind of know what you're passionate about or what you can get excited about.
You still a Longhorn fan right now?
Love them. Yeah, the only thing I consume every day, all day, and IT gives me more than enough to consume. So
at Inside Texas, we appreciate you being there and allowing us to you know, talk to you today. It's a great thrill for a lot of people, I'm sure, seeing you, that they knew you back when you played, and it's probably a real pleasure for them to see that you're doing so well in life as well. You know, do you keep up with any of your former teammates, or how do you kind of to stay involved a little bit, or hang out with that sort of stuff?
Honestly, it's tough because everyone's so busy. People live all around the state and around the country. But I'm still close with, you know, my roommate in college, Frank Ocam, you know, who's in Vegas, which it's funny, when he was coaching in Charlotte with the Panthers, he said nobody was calling him every week to say, oh, hey, I want tickets. I want to come out to the Charlotte game. But now that he's over with the Raiders, it's different. But yeah, and Rod Wright, who I haven't talked to in several months, but I'm excited about his career, and they're a testament. They are the guys who, while they're still in coaching and in sports, they're just examples of what you want to see your players continue to do and how you want to see them grow, both, you know, have families and growing families. And it's exciting to see what other guys who I don't get a chance to even connect with as much, just to see what everyone's doing. I'm very, very proud to be a part of that team with some of the things I see some of the guys are doing beyond what we accomplished on the field.
Yeah, I think y'all were a terrific team. Couple of years. I mean, your first 2 years and on campus, you went to the Rose Bowl twice. You didn't know any different, right?
Nope. I lost seven games, and those pissed me off. But three of my bowl games were in California.
So Rod Wright, you mentioned, he is now the defensive line coach at the University of Miami, I believe. Frank Oakham, also a member of that national championship team. He is at for the Las Vegas Raiders. Is he the head D-line coach or the assistant D-line coach?
No, this is what's crazy, because he's actually – he loves the fact that he has a chance to be a part of this, but no, he's the D line coach and D line coach. They have a defensive end and edge coach, which I believe is Rob Ryan. So the names and the people and the talent, the voices, the people he's surrounded by this year, he's excited to learn from. And but he'll be the D tackles coach.
Well, you're talking about being all over the country, and I know you're actually joining us from a hotel room while you're out trying to make some money for your family, so to speak, up in Chicago right now. Living in Houston currently is Drew Kelson, lifetime Longhorn, national champion, just one of the good guys, I think. And Longhorns, I think, are proud of you, Drew. And best of luck to you, and thanks for joining us. And hope you're able to catch the spring game while you're traveling around this week.
No, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, Bobby. I'd actually be at the spring game if I could, but, you know, John Mayer's performing in Houston, so I had to decide if I wanted to go to the spring game or have my wife find a replacement. So I'll be at John Mayer on Saturday.
I think we'll all excuse you. Take care, Drew. Best of luck to you, man.
Thanks a lot, Bobby.
All right, hook 'em.
Take care. Hook 'em.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.